Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are studying the book of 1 Corinthians. And it seems that from the outset of 1 Corinthians, Paul is reminding the church that at the root of their behavior is a belief system. And he knows that behavior modification for its own sake is temporal at best, unless the change is anchored in beliefs. So what Paul does is he turns the church's mind to the things of God. He opens their eyes to the beauties that are true for all believers, all those who are in Christ. Realities that are just as true for us today who are in Christ, and realities that we need to learn, that we need to grow to live, and to live upon in order to be what God has called us to be. So the church must learn and love the greatest of truths in order to live out transformation in the world. And what we see in our text today is that God gives His people, the church, the best of gifts, for the greatest of all causes. God gives the church the best gift with the richest of blessings that provides the greatest amount of security so that we might be equipped for His purpose in this world. He writes in verse 4 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, "I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus." Paul begins his letter in verse 1 by drawing our attention to the will of God. In verse 2, to the church of God. In verse 3, to the grace and peace of God. So in verse 4, it's now time to give thanks to God for this church in Corinth. And we may find it odd, out of place for Paul, knowing the setting and the reason for this particular letter, that he expresses any type of gratitude towards God, much less always thanking God for this church. Did you pick up on that? I give thanks to my God always for you. Every time you come to my mind, Corinthian church, I thank God for you. Every time I'm walking from the synagogue back to my home and I see foot races, it reminds me of you and those Isthmian games that are held there. And my heart overflows in thanksgiving to God for you. Why is it that way, Paul? Why do you rise up with gratitude for this church, the church that is seemingly doing a shameful job of representing the kingdom of God to the culture around it? Well, notice why he is thankful. It writes, because of the grace of God that was given to you in Christ Jesus. Did you know it was by God's grace that you rose from your sleep today? Awakening was an unearned, undeserved grace from God. Each beat of your heart is filled with grace. Every time your chest rises and falls, it's attributed to the grace of God. You don't deserve another breath, and neither do I. These are what we call common graces. Common grace is grace from God that is universal. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. But we rarely view those types of everyday occurrences as grace. It just is. Those things happen. We don't see them as grace, but they are. But the church has received something better than common grace. The church has been given special grace. We've been gifted something far superior, far more valuable than the opening of our physical eyes and breathing with our physical lungs. Our spiritual eyes have been opened to see and know Jesus as our Redeemer. And now we breathe in the spiritual air of the Spirit of Christ. This is the greatest of all gifts that could ever be given to you. The greatest, the best, the highest act of grace is found in Jesus Christ, because in Christ, in a redeeming Christ, we see the wisdom and power of God on display in doing for us and in us what we could never do for ourselves. All of His accomplishments in His perfect life, substitutionary death, and resurrection life have been given to believers, to the church, as a gift that's to be received by faith. So listen to this. If you're here today and you've never turned from trying to be your own cure, if you've never repented of your own sinfulness, turned from your sinful lifestyle and come to Jesus in faith, believing all the work He did is sufficient to satisfy a holy God, you can receive this gift today if you would come to Him in faith. And you would know that God gives the church the best gift by giving us Christ Jesus, and we can walk with this gift of grace day by day. When you pray today, please remember Larry and Tammy Wood, our missionaries in the Ukraine. And also remember the Pagolo LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.